Welcome to this Advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a Soul Pride Atmosphere Widen playbook for rewind-worthy drops in Old School Jungle and DNB. Today we're not just making things sound wide, we're building a pre-drop atmosphere that feels emotional, dusty, spacious, and intentional, so when the drums come back in, they hit harder and the crowd feels that pull. That's the whole game here. Contrast. Wide and lifted before the drop. Tight and physical on the drop. In jungle and drum and bass, atmosphere is never just decoration, it's part of the impact. A good atmosphere can make the bass feel deeper, the break feel more alive, and the drop feel like it's been earned. If you get this right, you're not just arranging sound, you're setting up a rewind. Let's start with the core idea. Keep your drums and sub separate from your atmosphere. That separation is everything. Create a group track and call it Drop Atmos. Route your pad, texture, filtered break ambience, and any vocal tail or soul sample into that group. Don't let this bus own the low end. On the group, put EQ8 first and high pass the whole thing. Usually somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz is a good start. If the material is very dark and controlled, you can sometimes go a bit lower, but only if you're absolutely sure the sub it isn't getting muddy. After that, add utility and start widening the atmosphere only. Something like 120 to 140% is a strong range. The key here is that you're widening the emotional top and mid area, not the core drum weight. The listener should feel the room expand, while the kick and snare stay locked in the center. Now let's build the soul source itself. Use a dusty soul chord, a chopped vocal harmony, a minor stab, or a sampled atmosphere with some character. In simpler, you can use slice if you want it chopped and playable, or cusic if you want a more sustained tail. If you're going for that darker jungle feel, pitching the sample down by 2 to 5 semitones can work really well. Keep any formant shifting subtle so it still feels natural. Inside simpler, a low-pass filter helps a lot. Try an LP24, with a cutoff somewhere around 4 to 8 kHz, depending on how bright the sample is. A little resonance is good, but don't overdo it. You want dusty, not plasticky. Give it a short attack so it doesn't click, and a release that lets the tail breathe. Then add auto filter after simpler and automate that cutoff opening over the final 4 or 8 bars, before the drop. You might start around 400 Hz and open it up toward 5 kHz. That opening motion is what gives you the emotional lift. Here's a good teacher note. In old school DNB, big usually does not mean bright. It means moving energy around the drums. A slightly darker sample with smart movement often feels bigger than a shiny, overexposed pad. Next, create width the right way. Don't just throw a huge reverb on the source and call it a day. That usually washes out the definition. Instead, split the atmosphere into a center layer and a width layer. The center layer stays narrower, filtered, and relatively dry. This keeps the identity of the sound intact. The width layer gets the stereo life, a little chorus or ensemble, then reverb or hybrid reverb after it. Keep the chorus subtle. You want movement, not wobble. Slow rate, moderate depth, full width if needed, but always with taste. For the reverb, think in terms of space, not cloud. Decay around 2.5 to 5.5 seconds can work, with a pre-delay around 20 to 40 milliseconds. That pre-delay is important, because it lets the source poke through before the tail blooms. Also, keep the reverb high-passed so it doesn't fight the bass. Use a low cut around 200 to 400 Hz, and don't let the top get too fizzy either. A high cut somewhere around 6 to 9 kHz usually keeps it musical. If you want more control, put the wide layer on a return track. That way you can blend it in and out instead of committing too early. In a DNB context, this is especially useful because the atmosphere can breathe around the drums rather than sitting permanently on top of them. Now let's connect the atmosphere to bass energy with a Reese Hayes. This is not your sub. This is your mid-range bridge. Use Waveitable, analog, or operator and build a restrained restyle layer. Two saw waves slightly detuned is a solid starting point. Keep the unison light, maybe 2 to 4 voices, nothing too thick. Then filter it. Band pass or low pass both work depending on the flavor you want. Add some saturation, but keep it focused in the mid-range. A couple of decibels of drive with soft clip-on can add attitude without turning the layer into mush. Then EQ it so it stays out of the way of the sub. High pass somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz, and if the tone gets harsh, notch a bit in the 2.5 to 4.5 kHz area. This Reese Hayes should rise in the final 1 or 2 bars before the drop, then either cut out or transform into the main bass patch. That transition is part of the drama. It's the sonic hint that the drop is coming. Now let's get the drums involved, because in DNB, The atmosphere should feel like it's interacting with the break, not floating in another universe. On your drum group, build a short pre-drop phrase with some personality. Maybe a sparse snare pickup, a reverse break hit, a ghost note from the amen, and a final flam or rim accent. Keep the slices aligned. Don't overwarp unless you need to. If the transients get too soft, the old-school feel disappears pretty fast. You can also add drum bus to the drum group for extra grit. Keep it subtle, a little drive, a little crunch if needed, but don't overcook the boom if your sub is already carrying the low end. The goal is to keep the break punchy and connected. Here's a powerful move. Automate the atmosphere width down right before the drop, then snap it open again after impact. Even going from wide to narrow for a moment can make the drop feel bigger. Think of it like the camera zooming in and then snapping out. That contrast is what makes the impact feel physical. Now let's talk about sidechaining, but in a musical way. You do not want the atmosphere pumping like a clubhouse pad. You want it to breathe around the drums. Put a compressor on the atmosphere bus, sidechained from the kick and snare group, and keep the gain reduction gentle. A ratio around 2:1 to 4:1 is usually enough. Attack in the 10 to 30 millisecond range and release somewhere around 80 to 180 milliseconds with keep it responsive without sounding obvious. If the groove is rolling more than it is stomping, you can sidechain from the full drum bus and keep the ducking shallow. The point is just to let the atmosphere step aside when the drums need space. For a little more motion, you can use auto pan or a modulation device, but keep it understated. This is background movement, not a special effect. Now we get to the rewind cue, and this is where the magic happens. Over the last two bars before the drop, start opening the atmosphere filter a bit more. Add a little extra reverb send. Increase the width. Maybe lift a touch of high end if the sample can handle it. You're building anticipation without making it too obvious. Then, on the drop, strip it back. Cut the wide layer, or leave only a tiny tail into the first downbeat. That sudden removal of space is what makes the drums feel even heavier. If you really want that old-school reload energy, consider leaving a small near-silence gap before the first slam. Even a single beat of vacuum can make the crowd react. In jungle and DNB, that kind of empty space can be louder than a fill. Once the movement feels right, print it. Resample the atmosphere performance or record it through the group into a new audio track. This is one of the smartest advanced workflows in Ableton, because it lets you turn a good transition into a reusable asset. Slice out reverse swells, tails, and impact lead-ins. Now you're not just automating a nice moment, you're building a library of usable arrangement weapons. Next, clean up the low-mid area so the atmosphere feels wide but doesn't mask the break. Check around 200 to 350 Hz first. If the mix clouds up, pull that region down a little. If the sample feels boxy, look around 500 to 900 Hz. And if the reverb gets fizzy, tame the 6 to 8 kHz area. Use your ears in context with the drums. The atmosphere should support the snare, not fight it. If needed, use light multiband compression on the atmosphere only, just to keep the upper mid stable. And if you want more character, add saturation or a roar, but focus it on the midrange. Remember, the sub and kick should stay clean and ruthless. A few advanced variations are worth trying too. First, think in M/S. Use EQ8 in mid-side mode if you want to keep the center focused, while lifting the sides a little in the top end. That can be a very elegant way to widen, without losing punch. Second, try a parallel contrast lane. Duplicate the atmosphere, process one copy more aggressively with heavier saturation and deeper reverb, then blend it in quietly under a cleaner version. That can make the space feel huge without smearing the detail. Third, consider a transient first atmosphere instead of a smooth pad. A reverse cymbal, vinyl tick, rim ambience, or chapped vocal consonant can be turned into a cloud with reverb and delay. That approach often feels more jungle-friendly than a soft synth wash. Also, make sure the atmosphere has a recognizable identity. If you want a rewind-worthy drop, the crowd needs something to remember. A repeated soul contour, a consistent texture stamp, or a specific reverse gesture can make the whole section stick in the ear. For arrangement, think in layers of tension. Start with filtered atmosphere and break fragments. Then add the Reese haze and open the energy. Finally, widen the atmosphere more in the last two bars and cut into the drop with a strong contrast. On a second drop, you can flip the script. Keep the drums harder, shorten the atmosphere swell, or change the processing so it feels related but new. And don't forget the DJ angle. Leave clean 4, 8, or 16 bar sections where possible. Even if the atmosphere is lush, the track still needs to mix well. So here's the big takeaway. A rewind-worthy DNB drop is not just about a heavy drum hit. It's about the emotional setup around that hit. Separate the atmosphere from the low end. Widen the mids and highs, not the sub. Use filter automation, width automation, and reverb control to create a blooming pre-drop moment. Let the drums answer the atmosphere. Then strip the space away at impact so the drop feels enormous by comparison. Wide and emotional before the drop. Tight and physical on the drop. That contrast is the engine. Now for your practice challenge. Build a 16-bar pre-drop with 3 width stages and 1 resampled transition. Use a soul-based source. Make a narrow center version and a wide side version. Automate width and stages. Add a break with a reverse hit and a ghost pickup. Then resample the final 2 bars and slice out 1 swell, 1 tail, and 1 impact precursor.